We continue our learning. We are in Sanhedrin, Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet. We're going to describe the execution of the Misas based in of Skila. Says the Mishnah like this: Besas Skila hayagavoa shtei komos. The place where they stoned a person was a structure that was two komos, two stories. It means the double height of a person. The height of a person we assume is usually three amos. This was six amos tall. It was a structure, and what would they do? They bring the person on top, the one who was condemned, they bring him to the top of this structure, and the Edom would go in with him as well. His hands were tied, and they would push him off from the back while he was standing off the roof. Echad min ha'edim dochafo al masnav. That's what Mishnah describes now. One of the Edom pushes him al masnav, a little means from his hips, but he pushes him from the back, and then therefore he falls forward on his face, on the front part of his body. Nepach alibo, and therefore he falls literally on his heart. Hovcho al masnav. Now there's on the ground, we turn him over to face, to lie supine with his head, with his face fang, lying on his back. So his face is facing upward. Two reasons the Mefarshim give. Number one, lying on your stomach is more disgraceful, so we're going to at least turn the body over. And the other is because the second witness is going to throw a very large stone on his heart, and this way it'll be easier for him to die. So the Mishnah says, well, let's say the person, the condemned, died just by falling off the roof. So we fulfill the mitzvah of Skila. No need to throw stones or put a stone on him. Why is that acceptable? It's the Skila. Sounds like stones. No. Sakoli sakel o yaro yare. This is in Parshas Yisro. When we speak about anyone who goes up to Har Sinai, so he says, oh, he's going to be punished. How so? Sakoli sakel is to be stoned. Yaro yare. We usually mean that to shoot. That's the language we use in modern Hebrew. It means to throw something. So it sounds like from here that sakol yisakel is acceptable, or yaro yireh, if we throw him, we toss him off, that's also okay. But says the Mishnah of Imlav, let's say he does not die by just being pushed off the roof of the Beis HaSkila. Hasheni, the second witness, noteles ha'evin, he takes a stone. There was a very large stone that was placed there, which was actually something that that you really needed two, very heavy stone, you needed two people to pick up. So both Edom would pick it up at the same time, but then after they picked it up, the one Edom would put it in the second Edom's hand, the one who did not push off the roof. This is his job. Vinosna, this second aid, pushes it alibo. Played now. The language of the Mishnah is Vinosna, but the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Hei says that he throws it with force onto his heart. Then the Mishnah says, "Mezbah, if the condemned dies with this, with the large stone thrown on his heart, then Yatza, they fulfill the mitzvah of skill. Imlav, but he still hasn't died. Rigimaso b'chol Yisrael, then all of the Jewish people literally join to stone him. Shneimar, based on the pasuk, Yad ha'idim tia pasuk Devarim Yud Zayin, Yad ha'idim tia bo v'rishona lahamiso, which literally means the hand of the witnesses should be there first. Therefore, they're the ones who saw everything. They're the one who gave the testimony. They're the ones who warned him so that he would be chayv skila if he continued doing what he was doing. So, b'chal Shabbos or Avodah Zarah, whatever the Avera may have been for the punishment of skila. And then the Yad kol ha'am ba'achrona. And only afterwards, everyone else gets involved. Then the Mishnah says, kol hanis kolim nitzlin. Anyone who has skila, we hang the body. Where's this? What's this based on? The pasuk in Devar B'chaf Aleph says, "V'chiyeh be'ishchet mishbat mavis v'umas." Person is chayiv misa and he's killed. V'taliso so aletz. So then you're supposed to hang him on a tree. Now it sounds like anyone who has misa is based. Not only after skila could be straight for herig or chenek. So the Gemara asks, how do you know that maybe it should apply to everybody? Tamal Amar ki kilalas elokim talui the Gemara. Says, what's kilas elokim talui? Kilalas sounds like someone who curses God. So we learn the following: ma mikalel b'shemiskila v'nitla af kol shemiskila nitla. Just like the mikalel versus megadef, person blasphemes God, a person who curses God, you get skila for that. So just like he gets skila, and he's the one it says that he's talui, he's hanging. So to only people who who are condemned to stila are going to be, the only them do we hang, afterwards do we hang the body. Why? Again, ki kilalas elokim talui. Talui means who do you hang? Kilalas elokim. Anyone who is like the one who curses God. One who curses God is chayiv stila. So to anyone who's chayiv stila is going, we hang the body. Say the chachamim, no, actually only one who disgraces God's name, who curses God's name, based on that pasuk, is we hang, because it says ki kilalas elokim talui. Not everyone is chayiv stila. Not one who mechal Shabbos, let's say. And then I'll leave the megadef, say the chachamim, v'ha'ovid avadozara. Why ovid avadozara? Because he's also called the megadef. In Bamid, but tezvav, the pasuk says, es Hashem hu megadef. So, and Avodah Zarah gets skila. So according to the Rabbi Eliezer, anyone who gets skila, we hang the body afterwards. According to Chachamim, only one who is Megadef, one who blasphemes God, or one who worships Avodah Zarah, because both of them are considered Kilalas Elokim. They're both considered people who have cursed God, one literally and one figuratively. Ha'ish, then the Mishnah says, and we follow the Chachamim, that only those are the two people who we hang. Ha'ish tolano so panav klape ha'am va'isha panav klape ha'ei. Div Rebbe Eliezer says, Rebbe Eliezer, when it comes to a man who we hang, who got skila, now we hang him, that his face faces the people. But a woman, no, her face faces the tree. Her back is to everybody. V'chachamim omrim, no, ha'ish nitle, v'ein ha'ish nitles at all. According to the chachamim, we hang a man who is chayiv skila, and a woman we do not. Where do we learn this from? It's Gemara in Sanhedrin, daf mem vav, quotes the pasuk, v'chi yeh be'ish mishpat mavis v'humas v'salisos ho. Who do we hang? V'chiyeh be'ish, ish v'lo isha. Amar lehen Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer chachamim, it can't be that it only applies to men. What do I have by the following story? V'halo Shimon ben Shatach tala nashim v'ashkelon. Shimon ben Shatach, he was hanging women after the chayiv skila in the city of Ashkelon. So it sounds like women are also, we also hang the body after they get skila. Amar lo, the chachamim Rabbi Eliezer, Shimon ben Shatach was the Nasi, was the head of the Sanhedrin at one point. So hanging hanging women in Ashkelon. So Amar lo, the Chacham said to Eliezer, you know how many women he was hanging after the Chayiv Skila? 80 nashim tala. There were 80 of them. Meaning you can't bring a raya from that, because to hang 80 women, ve'ein danin shnayim biyom echad. We don't even give skila. We don't even judge for misas basin, capital crimes, more than one person a day, because it's not, you're not giving enough time for the dayanim to try to find a merit, try to find some innocence in the person. And how is it possible Shimon ben Shatach was able to judge all these women and the chayiv skila, and now they're all and 80 of them that he's hanging can't possibly be the regular haracha. That was a harasha. Why was that harasha? That was specific for that time, because these women were practicing sorcery, and you're also chayiv skila for such a thing. And he, as the head of Sanhedrin, felt that he had to make a takana or a zera. He had to harasha at that time. So because sorcery, witchcraft was so widespread at his time, and he wanted to show that we're not going to tolerate this anymore, and therefore he judged them and executed all on the same day. And this way, their relatives would be coming and trying to take them and try to save them. He wanted to avoid that. This he could do all at the same time, and therefore it's true. It's possible, say Chacham to Rabbi Eliezer, that women, no, we're correct. Women generally don't hang the body after they are stoned. But nonetheless, this story of Shimon ben Shatach is not a riot. Not a proof that we hang women after skila. No, this was a hurrah shah. So then the Mishnah says, once again, so Omer lo, they said Shmonim Nashim Talav ain't done in Shanaim Yom Echad. He did 80, and we don't even do 2 in one day. Ketzai Talano. So how now we describe how exactly would they hang the person? Mishakenis Akora Va'aretz. They take a korah, a beam, a post, and stick it into the ground. And then there's a piece of wood that extends from it, which means that's that they have a vertical post in the ground, and then they have this beam, which is horizontal, which is the top of the post, and it's like a gallows now. Makiv Shtei Yadav Zo Al gabe zo betolo. So they would, shliach based in, would take his two hands, bring the two hands of the, remember, this is already, the body's dead. The person already had skiva, so he's dead. You take the two hands of this corpse now, one on top of the other, and hang the body from that beam. So he's tied, we tie the hands together with a rope, and ties the other end of the rope to the beam. So now the body is hanging from the rope, and it's hanging by its hands. So that is the way the Tanakhama describes it. Rabbi Yossi says no. Hakora muta al hakosa. The post wasn't stuck into the ground. It was leaned against the wall, like on an angle, and there was a rope that was hanging from it. V'tola oso kederach shahatabachin osin. And the shliach based on the hang the body the way the butchers tabachim normally do, which means that the body would be suspended from the post and the body was not lying on the post. How does a butcher suspend an animal that's slaughtered? It's from a hook. It hangs in the air. So here too, the body of the person who was executed should be hanging in the air and not lying alongside the post. Where is this derived from? So if you look at the psukim in the Torah, so we can interpret the psukim in different ways. And the Bar Tanur explains like this, and I quote from the Bar Tanur, Rabbi Taima de Rabbi Yossi, Visha Eitz Nishanitla Olav Nikbarimo, because what do we do with the wood that we hang him on? We bury that with him. V'amar Torah, the Torah says, Ki Kavortik Berenu. Kavortik Berenu means, you shall surely bury him. And that teaches us, Misha Eino Mechusar Ela Kavura. It has to be that the only thing we have left to do is bury the person. Yatza Zeh, this excludes the following situation, She Mechusar Chafira Tlisho Kavura. What we're going to have to do, we're going to have to dig, and you're going to have to tlisha, you have to pull it out, and then you have to bury. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi says, if you go through the process of the Chachamim, and you have to pull up, you stick it in, you have to pull it out of the ground, and then bury it. So no, the thing we want to do right away, after we hang the body, is bury without doing any actions. But according to the Chachamim, you have to lift it out of the ground, you dug it, you put it in the ground, and then you bury. Too many actions, we want it to go straight to Kavura. What did the Rabbanan say? No. He says, the fact that I put it in the ground, that's nothing. The Torah, the idea is that the Torah doesn't want if the piece of wood is in the ground to begin with, that's going to be a problem. But the fact that you stuck it in the ground and you're going to pull it out, that's not considered a break, a pause between the hanging and the burying of the body. So therefore, it's not a problem to put it in the ground and therefore take it out afterwards. Then the Mishnah says, "Matirno somiyan." And then after the corpse is hanging, we untie him immediately and bury him. We don't leave him up for a long time at all. The imlan, and if you leave him there, and that means if you leave him overnight, that's certainly an isser. But even leaving him up here for too long is a problem. But leaving overnight, you violate over ala belotase. What's the lotase? Shneema lo talin nivla so ala eitz ki kavortik berenu ki kikalase lo kim taloi. Don't let the nevel of the corpse hang on the tree. Rather, you should bury him. I have to do it right away because kilalase lo kim taloi. This is someone who literally cursed God. This is a disgrace to God when he's hanging up there. Kolomar v'gomer v'kolomar the bnei mazet taloi. People are going to say, oh, why is he hanging? Because he cursed God. He literally blessed, but we use that as a euphemism. Because he cursed God, and remember, as we said, like the Chachamim, either he worshipped Avodah Zarah, which is like cursing God, or actually was Megadev, which is cursing God, and those are the people who he hanged. Hashem's name is desecrated by his hanging in on the gallows, and therefore we want to put him up there to make a statement, but to remind people of this, and now we're disgracing Hashem's name and desecrating Hashem's name that much, we should not do it, therefore we remove him. There is a general halacha derived from here that we don't leave a body over in general overnight. The source, of course, is this, because we would have thought that maybe this would be acceptable to leave overnight to make a statement. Certainly, a body that's not been, a person who's not been killed by Beis Din, we certainly should not leave the body overnight having not being buried. Perek Vav Mishnah. Hey, Amar Rabbi Meir. And what Rabbi Meir is coming to do is teach us something about the pasuk ki kilalas elukim taloi. Kilalas elukim, which literally means one who has cursed God. He, the body, is hanging. Kavor tikberen bayamahu. You should take him off and you should bury him. But he's going to look at the word kilalas as if it's kal lace. The word lace in Aramaic means knot. Kal means light. So kal kilalas, kal lace is like saying not light, which is another way of saying heavy. What does that have to do with this pasuk? with this topic. I'm Rabbi Meir. B'shash adam mitzdayer. When a person is upset that he's being punished for his sins, shchina ma halashon omeres. What language does Hashem use to express his distress? Kiviyachol is as if to say that regarding the shchina, as it were, kalani mi roshi, kalani mi zroi. So what does it mean? It means kal or kales, right? I am light, or I would like to be light, or kales, I am not light, which is another way of saying kalani mi roshi, my head is heavy and my arm is heavy. And Rabbi Meir, therefore, he expounds upon the word kilalas elokim, like the word that that Hashem is saying, I want to be light. Kales, I'm not light. I'm heavy. My head, my arm, which is the way of Hashem saying, I am mitzdar. I'm also in distress because of the Rishoyim who have to be killed. Says the Mishnah, Kain hamakom mitzdar al damam shel Rishoyim shenishpach, kavachomer al damam shel tzadikim. If Hashem gets upset, he's in distress about the blood of the wicked, a person who was chayv skilu, who worshipped Avodah Zarah, who cursed his name. And Hashem's upset about that. He feels heavy. He's upset about it. So kavachomer, when the dam, the blood of tzaddikim, of the righteous, is spilled. Not only do we say, and we mentioned this before, that a person whose body is hanging because he was chayiv skila, that if you leave them overnight, you violate a lotase. Anyone who leaves the body overnight, his relative, that he should bury right away. The Gemara says, and if you do so it sounds like the Isser of Lo Tolin applies. And the Gemara says, we learn this from, how do we know this applies to anybody? Kavortik Berenu, that's an extra phrase, the double language, teaches us it applies to every mace. But there are times where we can't bury the body right away during that day before sunset, the day that he dies. Helinu L'chvodo, let's say we leave the body overnight for the person's honor, bringing people in who may be able to be present. Lahavi lo aron v'tachrichim, Mishnah gives an example. Any kavod ha'meis, you need a coffin, you need tachrichim, you need the shrouds for the body, and that's why we're leaving the body overnight. Then oni over olav, then you don't violate lo solin. V'lo ha'yu kovim roso. Now the Mishnah says, go back to the person who's killed by Beis Din. He would not be buried with kivas hafosav. He would not go to his ancestral burial plot, because you can't bury a Russian next to a tzaddik. El shnei batei kavaro, so you to kind of a Beis Din. Beis Din had two cemeteries for people who are going to be, who are killed by Beis Din. Echad laneherogim lanechnokim. One for the people who got hereg or chenek. Hereg, beheaded, chenek, where they're choked. This is strangulation. These are the lower level misos. They're in one base cemetery. Can't put the other people who do more severe avaros in the same cemetery. The echad laneskalim laneshrafen. Then another Beis Din for those who were condemned to skila and they killed by Srefa, skila stoning, Srefa, hot lead down the throat. This way, there was a separate cemetery to separate between the misos chamurs, the more severe misos, and the ones who are chayev misos kalos.